Tony, it is now section 45, and I'd like to call the board back into open session with no action under 5A or 5B, so that would take us to 5C, Ms. Segura.
Consider adoption of resolution establishing and designating fund balance in accordance with governmental accounting standards GASB 54.
Can we get it up on screen, Ron?
Madam Chair?
Yes, sir.
With respect to item 5A, I just want to note for the record that we did instruct the internal auditor, or did instruct the internal auditor to proceed with, as discussed back in the closed session.
Thank you.
We need a motion or just
no?
Thank you, Mr. Cornell. Okay, Ms. Kennedy, we are now at 5C. Consider adoption of resolution establishing and designating fund balance in accordance with the government accounting standards, GASB 54.
Would you like for me to continue where we left off or start from the beginning?
Do you first
are we on?
Slide 29.
Okay.
Oh, we were at 29. Mm-hmm.
The slide 29 is the debt service fund balance and our projections for this upcoming year. We ended year June 30, 2011 with an INS fund balance of $2.9 million. And year ending June 30, 2012, which is unaudited, but based on the projections that we've got, we have a fund balance of $2.9 with an INS fund contribution for fiscal year 13 of $1.1 million. Will be $1.7 million in our fund balance. How does this measure up to the CE adequate levels of fund balance amounts? We are to have at least 15% of our debt requirement, which would be $928,000, or no more than 25% of our debt service requirement of 1.5. And so we are still above what debt service at 1.7. And then if we go down to slide 30, it's, let me get it. On this slide, we're going to review the general fund balance. For year ended June 30th, 2011, we had committed $250,000 to the pre-K-8 startup cost and $500,000 for the Northwest Early College cafeteria, which is rolled forward from fiscal year 9 of $200,000, fiscal year 10, $150,000, and then fiscal year 11, $150,000. We had designated a total of $1.1 million for the Northwest Early College High School with $500,000 of the funds coming from the 2006 bond. For year ending June 30th, $150,000, which was already budgeted into the Northwest Early College fund, has been set up. So that is an additional $150,000 equal to the total of the 1.1. Under slide 31 is a proposed designation of committed funds to general fund balance. We've allocated a total of $500,000, which leaves us a fund balance of 9.5. For year ending June 30th, 2012, we've recaptured a total of $1 million of this current budget. And so at this point, the review is to see designate funds from those $1 million to the different items that were prioritized. But based on what you see in front of you, the fund balance ending June 30th, 2012 would be $9.5 million. With adding additional 1 million of recaptured funds, this would give us 10.5 million. If you see the yellow box to the right, the policy CE states that we should have no less than 2.5 months, which is 6.5 million, and no more than 4 months, which would be 10.4. So as you can see, our fund balance would still be within the higher end of our threshold. Another option presented to you would be, again, under June 30th, 2011, it stays the same, the allocation for the pre-K startup costs and then the Northwest College. And year ending June 30th, 2012, we have the $150,000 that was budgeted for the Northwest Early College cafeteria, $250,000 for the pre-K, that would total $500,000 available for the pre-K startup costs when we're ready to open the campus. And then $863,000 for the additional high priorities mentioned during the budget presentation. So that would leave us with, again, as I mentioned, we ended the year to June 30th, 2011 with a fund balance of 9.5. The recaptured funds of this current year as we're ending of $1 million. That would leave 10.5 million. Versus the prior slide that had the...
It's the same amount.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I didn't change the total on it. It would be, the first one was 500,000, and then the total, including the additional priorities, would be 1.2. 10.5 is the amount.
Do you need a calculator?
Yeah.
Hey.
If we left it at the, using the
A or
option B. A, option A, that would leave us with a total of $11.4 million in fund balance.
The bottom number is not 10,596, it is
11,
what?
11.4.
And that's on slide 31, correct?
Yes.
11.4 even?
It's $11,459,531. Right. And under option B, it's 10.5.
It's correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it is.
So what you're saying is option A is not, the only thing that is not included in option A versus B is the $863,000 for the additional high priorities, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
So that's the difference we're looking at 11.4 versus 10.5.
10.5, and then noting the yellow box under slide 33 where it tells you that the higher level of fund balance, no more than 4 months, we'd still be over that.
Through the chair. President?
Yes, sir.
If we mentioned this a little earlier, if the feeling of the board is to take it down to 10.4, as opposed to 10,596, which would be 196,000 additional since we're over,
An option would be to print in pre-K, but I would encourage the board also to look at adding to the infrastructure technology, the infrastructure. Right now we have $300,000 in the 863, and I know Ms. Brigham feels that that is very thin. We could put the extra $196,000 in the infrastructure, and that could really help us a great deal if the board desired to do that.
Yes, sir.
Why don't we split it, give them 100 each?
100 to the pre-K and 100 to the infrastructure. They give you 400 instead of 300.
Or you don't want another 100,000?
Which would cause our pre-K balance to be?
At 600,000.
I thought we were already at 750 on the pre-K. No, we're only 500, so it'd be 600.
We'll take
it. I know Ms. Brigham has been very alarmist on the infrastructure, wanting that, but that's fine. If you want to do that.
The only reason I'm saying that, Madam Chair, is because the PK through 8. It's an estimate of the additional classrooms that would be needed is about $500,000 to $600,000, right?
Not in a shell form, no. It'll be cheap in shell, but I'm sure as we go through, we'll need
probably.
Yes, sir. That's great. If we could split it, that would be fantastic.
Split the 196.
Yeah, half to pre-K, half to DW district wide infrastructure.
Are you going to give 100 to a net and the 96 to the PK to the.
Mr. Blanco, if indeed we say that, as you can see from as the years have gone by, we did not build the cafeteria and it just rolled over, the money's there. We didn't spend the $250,000 from the pre-K from last year, it's just there. If indeed we do this, and I'm asking because it's just new territory, we don't spend the money, and suppose we decide midstream, oh, we need to do, I don't know, build more rooms onto the pre-K 8, and we want to take away that technology money, or we want to, can we move it around with a budget amendment?
Money, right?
No, this is local money.
And so
it would take is a resolution to modify the commitment.
Okay, so it is, even though it's written, it's not set in stone, that if we indeed found that we needed money to commit to something else, we can.
You could do it.
Okay.
Well, not unless you contract with somebody like Hayden.
I understand that, but as long as we're just setting aside money, it'd be just like our household account where we say, you know, hey, we're going to buy a car this year, and we're going to put aside $10 to get a new car. Well, as the year goes on, we decide, oh, we don't really need a new car, we need a new motorcycle.
Policy CE local on page 203, number 3 at the bottom. It says committed is a result of board approval in a formal resolution requiring funds to be used only for specific purposes. They are reversible by the same body. And so that would be.
Okay, so all we have to do is read. Okay.
Yes.
So anything that we cause to happen, we can cause not to happen, is what I'm hearing. Thank you very much. And that is by policy that.
Yes.
Okay. And you feel comfortable with that, Mr. Blanco?
Yes.
Okay. I have no problem with what Mr. Coronado suggested.
Split.
Okay. And so that would be.
Do we need a motion?
General.
Ms. Brigham, we just got $100,000.
B.
It's a good idea, too.
Right, I think it's a great idea. I just think maybe that money that's going to the pre-K-8, if you could put it in a technological in pre-K-8, because if it's not enough money that was deemed for the bond for pre-K-8, I would feel very comfortable.
But it's designated for the pre-K-8, and it's not designated for any one particular.
So it can be anything.
Absolutely. That's what I'm saying. I'm absolutely fine with that.
That's an administrative.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely fine.
Because we might not use it until next year.
So what we need then is I move to approve general fund balance designation fee.
With
an additional.
Year, with an additional what?
Well, expenditure from 10596 down to 10-4 with the money between 10-4 and 10596 to be split between the pre-K-8 and district-wide
Dr.
infrastructure.
Murphy, we're going to make you a board member. I'll second that.
say as noted by administration.
So I move.
Okay.
I don't want to move that because
I'll move.
I have a different philosophy, but I'll vote on it.
Madam Chair, this time I make a motion that with respect to the general fund balance that we commit the funds as described in option B on slide 33.
Yes, sir.
With the addition of dropping down another $196,531 to be split evenly between the new PK through 8 and district-wide infrastructure and
for
a net.
I'll second.
Okay, motion made and seconded.
We need to withdraw a motion.
I'll withdraw a motion.
But you didn't make
I didn't really make one. I just said that's what I felt we needed.
Yes, ma'am.
Motion made and seconded to accept fund balance B with the exception of the extra $196,531 going to the projects as noted. Tony?
Mrs. Cazares?
Yes.
Mr. Coronado?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Strauss?
Yes. That would take us to D.
Consider approval of resolution stating review of the investment policy and strategies and designation of investment officers for the district.
This is just a yearly policy we have to review, right? I so move.
I'll second.
That's go ahead. She'll take this section. Tony?
Mrs. Cazares?
Yes.
Mr. Coronado?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Strauss?
Yes. Take us to E.
Consider approval of resolution approving independent sources of instruction relating to the investment responsibilities.
Is this the same way?
Yes.
I still
move. And I'll second.
Thank you. Motion made and seconded. Any discussion? Tony?
Mrs. Cáceres?
Yes.
Mr. Coronado?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Strong?
Yes.
Doc, do you need a motion?
No, I just said it's a matter of information. Take 1 minute. Next item.
Item F, discussion and possible action regarding CISD five-year plan.
Just a notification to the board that we are adding to our board superintendent goals the creation of a new five-year plan for KNTO-ISD to be headed up by our new associate superintendent's office as a main duty and to be completed during the 2012-13 school year with completion date no later than June 30th, 2013. At the end of the year.
You know, I would like to see it before then, Dr. Murphy, I'd like to see it by April, that if we had budgetary issues that would need to come in, that those would be accounted for and included so that our goals are going to be driven by our budget.
April 30th?
I agree.
April 30th, 2013? We will get on it.
And with that in mind, we have one here to build on. There's very valuable information in here. The wheel does not have to be reinvented.
Okay.
I think it should be built upon this so that we have a seamless plan that, you know, we don't all of a sudden.
We need to find it electronically.
We have it.
We have
it? Yes, sir.
And will you make note, Tony, April 30th, 2013?
Yes, sir.
And I think that I'd like to see this coming on a regular basis, that, you know, we don't just see it on April the 30th.
Oh, right, yes, as we go through.
That, in fact, I'd like to see something probably in the next month that says we're started, we're looking at it, we are...
About 2 months.
No, 1 month.
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, you don't have to rewrite the thing. It's, you know, that we've looked this over, we see there are qualities.
So report on how it's
exactly.
You got any associate now.
That's
yes,
right.
Yes, I see your hand. Just bring it.
Just in time.
Yeah. Okay. And even if the report is in a Friday packet, that In fact, I'd like to see it as soon as possible. What is the validity of this report?
The look of the Irish.
And, yes, ma'am.
Oh, yes, I
know. You know this one.
Okay.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Brigham.
No action.
Next one.
Item G, consider approval of staff auditor job description.
I so move.
I'll second that.
I'll third it.
Mrs. Cáceres? Mrs. Cáceres?
Yes.
Mr. Coronado?
Yes.
Mrs. González?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Searles?
Yes.
Item H, consider approval of creation of facilities and transportation specialist.
So moved.
Second.
Tony?
Mrs. Cáceres?
H and I are just the job description is I, right? Okay.
One is the position and one is the job description.
Mm-hmm. The jobs and then the other ones.
H
and I.
The agents to create.
We downgraded the director position to the specialist position. This is not a new position. You've already approved the director. We've downgraded.
We're changing the job description from transportation director to specialist.
Specialist, which is a lower pay grade. Requirement of an associate's degree versus a bachelor's degree.
We're not making two positions.
No.
Just changing.
Change if somebody comes in where it's a director.
Well, we're gonna post it as a specialist.
Okay.
With as an associate's plus professional certification.
Other question.
Motion moved and seconded. Tony.
Mrs. Cáceres?
Yes.
Mr. Coronado?
Yes.
Mrs. González?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Strauss?
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, you're very
welcome. Item I is consider approval of facilities and transportation specialist job description.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
Jennifer's still not done.
Jennifer.
Yes. I do.
Come out in the hot seat. Any discussion?
Mrs. Cáceres?
Madam Chair.
Wait. Yes, Mr. Cornell.
Looking at this, I think one of the main for this position should be put up primary is the energy management system for the district.
You have the mechanical in the front.
I know, but I really think eventually that this position should be have a focus on, you know, once down the road we're able to.
I may have abbreviated it, but under mechanical, the second item, 5 years experience with working hands-on mechanical systems controls, EMS is the emergency, energy management system, chillers, boilers, automated water treatment systems. Also, the line below that is somebody that can have experience with programming, graphics, site management, and design. In other words, they'll be able to set up a site facility from scratch and put it online on an EMS system.
Okay.
What do you mean an EMS system?
Energy management.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
I'm thinking
I'm sure
it's an
EMS. I'm sorry.
My concern about this, President, Board members, is we've now downgraded the position from a director to a specialist.
Yeah.
Well, we really haven't downgraded the responsibilities. And we're going to be looking for a director type of person that will take a specialist pay.
And that's what I was trying to get at.
Yes.
By the way, is if we do find somebody at like that director where we're like, hey, we need this person, they bring me a bit, of course, under this. I mean, let's look at all options. Let's not just be closed-minded on it. And I think energy management is critical. But if, you know, somebody else shines and has other stuff that could bring that to the table later on, but somehow let's make sure we get the optimal individual for that position.
But if we posted a specialist, those director-type people won't apply.
You never know.
So you want to keep it at the lower level?
It is at a bachelor's per, so, you know, plus the additional certifications that, you know, that Jennifer has requested, because this position is seen as more of a technical position.
One of the reasons for that is, it says bachelor's degree preferred, but we wanted to put the opportunity for somebody with an associate's degree to hold the position, because oftentimes those are the kind of people that are going to have, that are going to be licensed electricians or licensed mechanical contractors or have certified in special proprietary systems. So you may exclude some people with a lot of experience by requiring them to have a bachelor's degree. On the flip side, you may have an engineer who has a degree in engineering but may lack some of that field experience or hand-on work experience that a lot of people are looking for. So we're trying to strike a balance and kind of open it up to see who is best suited for that.
The last thing I'd like to say, President, if I may, let's make no mistake. We want energy management, we want all this, but we need somebody to run the workforce. Day in and day out, work schedule, time card, because if we're going to have Jennifer do the majority of the bond, we need somebody that can run that labor side of the house on a day-in, day-out basis, and that really needs to be a big piece of this.
Yeah, the reason we need a specialist is not somebody to perform all the work per se, but for them to be able to train up the people that we already have to be able to perform that work. One of our goals is right now to create an inventory of your mechanical equipment, a preventative maintenance procedure, the parts that are needed, all of these kinds of practices in place that we currently don't have. One of the reasons it's so important is all of those, that kind of process takes time to establish. And that person needs to assist me in setting that up. And it's so critical because you all are investing so much money in mechanical equipment, which you will not get the life out of unless you have a preventative maintenance program.
Yes, sir.
And I think, I guess that our decision here really is, because I think I foresee then the next person that we hire would be somebody, again, at this level, another person at this level,
right,
rather than maybe a director. I don't know if that's something that we're going to have to grapple with for the next position, or do we redo this? I don't know.
And, I mean, do we just go forward with this with the thought we see what happens when you throw the net out, what do you bring in? And maybe that will determine, is this sufficient? Or do we need more? Do we need less? What do we need? But I guess we have to start by throwing the net out somewhere.
And frankly, we're going to need one of these persons, period. Getting now, or do we get a director and then get the other person and have the directors do both duties?
I say keep all options.
But post it at this level. Great, yeah. You got it. Thank you, Lord. Appreciate it.
All right. And please note that it's at 238 days. So it will be able to run the workforce. They are on that 238.
Okay. Thank you.
And this Jennifer is still on.
That's all I had.
Hey, Mr. Coronado. Tommy.
Mrs. Cousin?
Wait,
yes.
Did we have a motion?
Yes, a motion in a second. Mr. Coronado?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Searles?
Yes.
Item J, discussion and possible action regarding construction delivery methods for 2011 bond projects.
Do you want me to move?
Go ahead.
So move.
You didn't choose.
What do we
mean? Oh, the construction delivery method? Do you want me to, unless you were going to say something different, is it CMR or is it different?
Do you have a recommendation?
What's your name?
Yeah. The CMR was designed so that you could build this relationship with the architect team and you could experience some cost benefits during the design, right? That kind of relationship or those profits that can be gained are usually through larger projects. So for your first items, 1 through 3, anytime that there's a building addition, and in all of these, your building additions have already been awarded to a specific architect. For those, I would recommend the CMR as kind of contract. Our miscellaneous bond projects, however, I understand you may want to grant a CMR simply to expedite the process, but in reality, a simple RFP will do. I don't think even a general contractor would be minimally interested in discussing the details of your ADA sidewalk upgrade, for example. I mean, we can do an RFP. It's not a straight bid. We can use the most efficient bidder without going straight for the low cost, and an RFP will suffice.
And you are aware that we have local policy CV, which says anything over $50,000 will have the construction delivery method approved first.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Madam Chair, if I might, just on that, and I understand on miscellaneous, like, the RFP is okay, and you would make that judgment call whenever it comes that time, but we can't go out for an RFQ for miscellaneous projects later, let's say, if you might need it later. So if we do it now, then you could just have it just in case you need it, but if you don't need it, then you just do the RFP proposal.
So let's...
Like on miscellaneous projects, right? Sort of how we did the architect. If she needed a CMR for a miscellaneous project, it might be something over $50,000. You don't have to come back to the board and ask for construction delivery method, or you don't have to come and ask for an RFQ for that. You have somebody on board that has a miscellaneous project, and then if you need to use that individual, you can. If you don't need to use it, and you report her to use the RFP, you could use it at any time. But the RFP, you could use it at any time. The RFQ, you have to go out for a request for qualification. So if we don't include it in this request for qualification, then, and you might have needed a CMR, then you, if you don't have it under this, that, you don't have it under this request for qualifications, we're going to have to go out and ask for an RFQ for miscellaneous project if something is over a certain amount. You get it?
Let me see if I can summarize that. Currently, your RFQ process has selected for your first three items, the main building addition and AE firm. And through your RFQ, you selected for miscellaneous bond projects, a separate firm, Dimensions. So as far as your RFQ is concerned, items 1 through 4 have already been designated. When it comes...
For architect, yeah.
For architects, correct. For the construction, items 1 through 3 for building additions, which would exceed $50,000, we could move forward with a CMR at risk contract. And for the miscellaneous bond projects, we would leave it to facilities discretion whether they wanted to pursue a CMR at risk or an RFP, with the statement that I'm almost certain that all projects under miscellaneous bond projects are under $50,000, or we could create that as a threshold if you wanted.
And the thing is just, if we don't include it in the RFQ, this request for qualification, then we wouldn't be able to use a CMR for other projects other than that. And if we do include it under the request for qualification, wait, if we include it in the request for qualifications, then you're able to use it. If we don't, and let's say you wanted to later on, need it on a miscellaneous project, then we would have to start the whole process again because it wasn't written in this RFQ. Is that correct?
If I think I understand what you're saying. You're saying that go ahead and issue the RFQ and designate it for selection of a construction manager risk, and certainly include items 1, 2, and 3, KMT High School, Albuquerque Middle School, KMT Middle School, projects for those schools, right? Mm-hmm. And then include as a backup in the same RFQ an option for the district to use whoever we select as the CMR for those projects to also complete as assigned miscellaneous projects?
Yes. So that way we are...
If you can give me, well, one caveat, if you can get a CMR that will bid on it and say, yeah, you might not reach an agreement with that CMR for any of those miscellaneous projects. When you want to sign them, you may say, well, you know what? No, I don't want to do it.
And the thing is, if we include it, then at least we're able to discuss it. But if we don't, then we can't discuss it. And she has her, maybe she would do everything RFP, but she still has this as a backup if it was a larger project.
Yeah, if you want to authorize it, I think...
That's what I was... Do you get what I'm getting at?
Yeah, I think so.
I think based on the review of miscellaneous projects and Ron help out again, I think most of those would be projects that you would not use a CMR for.
Exactly.
I can't think of one off the top of my head.
I thought of one.
Natchez Cafeteria.
That's a construction.
We don't have that on here. Just thought of that.
Is that any of the miscellaneous projects?
Well, that's where we'd have to add, unless we can add it per vocal add.
No, we haven't done the.
I don't know.
We've done the architect.
Have we selected a construction delivery method for, or just establish a parameter for all the bond projects instead of for this exclusively picking these four line items?
No, because you've got them listed that way, which is fine, but me, I don't.
I'm just saying, is that something we should do, just look at?
Yeah, normally the way it comes up is you have a particular project and you have to, I was just thumbing through the government code, you have to say which way you're going to select.
Before I can go out for bids.
I'm just saying that instead of having to do this, you know, multiple times, we could organize a, you know, scheme where we buy, list all the bond projects and present a construction delivery method so you guys as the board could review it and adopt your construction delivery methods for the entire bond project in a single, instead of us having to do four projects at a time.
Well, I think you're right. I think Armando's right. I think you just do the miscellaneous as a catch-all.
Yes, Mr. Cornell.
No, I think you have to identify them. The government code says
it's by contract. Any contract valued at $50,000 or more, so it's for each contract.
Before you designate it, you have to say what delivery method you're
going
to
use. That's true.
I prefer what Ms. Matthews is saying is to have a chart prepared and say we recommend CMR, hard bid, competitive seal proposal, don't think you use any others, and then the board would vote on it and approve it. Now, you could build in, if you want, as Mr. Rodriguez is saying, for the CMR contract to say, if we change our mind, will you agree to be CMR for any one of these listed projects? That's why.
Yeah,
Mr. Cornell.
What I think somewhere along the lines of what Armando was saying is what we ought to put into the RFQ is that along with these, the way that they would probably entertain bidding on that is if you say exactly that, even if you get picked for the Canutillo High School project on the Retro Canutillo, that we may pick one of you also to do miscellaneous other, and we can list them. Yeah. In the RFQ.
Actually, one way of doing it, for example, if you have a large cafeteria or building addition given to one architect and the rest of the smaller projects are given, in this case, to Dimensions, and you have a CMR at risk doing the larger project, they may opt to do as a change order to include this bid package to integrate it into that CMR's larger contract.
Exactly.
And that way you have one CMR campus-wide, two architects, but at least you have clearly separated bid packages, and that's how you could coordinate the work in a given campus. Yeah.
Right.
And so the thing is, just to have it on, we already sent out the RFQ and go through that process, but we still need to designate that stuff and as a board designate what are we going to use as CMR and what are we going to use as hard bid or what is it going to be? But at least we already have the RFQ out and we're able to move that process forward. But you could designate the projects later on when you do that GATT chart and say, okay, this is what this is going to be.
Okay.
How soon can you have a chart of all projects and a suggestion for each one?
Fairly quickly. How about can we tie that into my other July 12th deadline?
Can we go out for the RFQ? I mean, the miscellaneous project, by 50,000, you have to designate the project as what method. But for the RFQ, you have to identify each number or each. It would be under miscellaneous.
Here's the problem. Nobody knows what all the miscellaneous projects are.
Yeah, we have to identify them before we can.
You want to go ahead and authorize Mr. Gallen to issue an RFQ, start working on it. When you plan on issuing it?
Whenever I'm told to do it.
You can start working on it now and then just know that in July we're going to come back but don't issue it, don't publish it until after we come back with a full complete list.
The other thing we need to consider is some of those $50,000 projects in Norbert, we may not want to do CMR.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
But she has that authority not to, and hopefully she doesn't, but there's that backup that we would have for miscellaneous projects if we needed to. If it was over $50,000 and she says, you know what, I can't do this bid proposal right now, you know, the CMR can do it, or that type of thing, but at least you have it under the RFQ that there's those miscellaneous projects, sort of like with our architect, where you say, you know what, I need you to design a scope of work for, you know, sidewalk around here, you know, and you have that as a backdrop, as to fall back on instead of going out for a full new RFQ.
And I think you can put that in the RFQ when you finally issue, but you can't, and state law says, you cannot do that before advertising for the bid until you determine which projects are going to be done by method other than competitive bidding. So using CMR, you have to list them all. So okay, these are all potential projects. We know these three for sure.
And then these are under miscellaneous. Okay.
Maybe these 50. No. Go ahead and go on.
Okay, I thought we had to designate it, but under state law, we have to designate it before. So then on the 12th meeting, that meeting, we could look at what we're going to plan on designating and put these other ones.
Right. Yeah,
I'm
not talking about
it. Just wait till the RFP comes and then we'll go from there. Okay. The draft. Okay. Do we need any action?
No.
Okay. We need to make sure we bring the cafeterias.
Make sure the Natchez cafeteria is on that list. It should have been on this.
Actually, for our next regular board meeting, should be to present the table with the proposed construction delivery methods for approval.
And it's not a regular board meeting, it's a committee meeting.
So we approve that, and then the RFQ would be a separate item.
Exactly.
Which, where we would have miscellaneous project.
Exactly.
July regular board
meeting.
If we get it at the
thank you.
July.
Thank
you. Bob, where are we getting the
start of approval from?
No, we can't. We're working with Jerry and the law firm on all that. Steve's actually been working this week with Mr. Bailey and Johnson Controls. It's done.
Is that it? Next item?
Adjournment.
I want to adjourn.
Thank you very much. Yep.